hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome. It is the day before July 4th. Yep, it is July 3rd, 2025, the day before Independence Day. Praise the Lord for that. Hello to everybody jumping in right now in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. I see people coming in from Havana, Florida, from New York. Oh, from Margate, it says Florida. Let's see what else here. Colorado as well. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Michigan. There's Cyrus barking. I don't know if you can hear him in the background. He's barking. Let's see who else is coming in here. Yes, I'm going down the list here, and I'm looking at the chat to see who is Minnesota. There's Minnesota coming in as well. California. Florida, Texas as well. Hello, Kansas, Topeka, Kansas. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to our international audience coming in as well. I see Massachusetts, Ontario, Oregon as well. Ciao to you. Someone said ciao, Amanda. Ciao to you. Buongiorno. Como esta? Yep. How are you? Let's see who else is coming in. Georgia. I see this as well. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Omaha, Nebraska, Springfield, Ohio, Washington State, Oklahoma. Love Oklahoma, by the way. San Fernando Valley, the Netherlands. Hello, hello to our wonderful friends in the Netherlands who are tuning in, as well as everybody else who's jumping on, our moderators as well, and our Ark of Grace team. They work so hard. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So, we've got a jam-packed night tonight, so there is a word from the Lord I am going to release tonight, a fiery, weighty word on the heels of July 4th tomorrow, but coming into a July that the Lord said it would be a jolting July. And so I'm going to deliver this word as well. There's also something at the end that I heard on July 2nd that we're going to talk about as well. So we are going to be talking about this word tonight. I am going to be releasing it. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to jump right into the word from the Lord tonight. Hello in Ireland. I just saw Ireland come in. Hello. We're so happy to have you here as well. So as people are jumping on, let's open up in prayer, turn this over to the Lord, and then we're going to release this weighty, fiery word from the Lord tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you. We all sin and fall so incredibly short of the glory of God. Lord, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that he literally, Christ, descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation at Calvary. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne, Father. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Let your power, your might, your glory, your presence, Father, mightily move in this place and during this broadcast, Lord. Let the weight of your glory fall. Let people tangibly feel the weight and power of your presence. Father, let the Holy Spirit go forth in the name of Jesus Christ and be the counselor and minister to those watching, Father God, as we go forth tonight. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill me and our team, Lord, and those watching with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, order our steps, order my words tonight as we go forth. Be our front and rear guard, Father God, as we go forth mightily in you tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, Father, to surround the skies and the land above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, threat, Father God, and harm of any kind, in any way, shape, or form, or through anyone. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I command that broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, rendered, powerless, Father God, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent to this place. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every arrow the enemy attempts to fire at us, let it be destroyed and burned up by the holy fire of God. Father, Lord, we just praise you. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you, Father God. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. We owe you every breath, Father God. Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name. Take all the glory for yourself. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, Father. We love you and we praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those who were jumping on during prayer. We've got a powerful night tonight. So welcome, welcome to those of you who were coming on. So what we're going to do is, I've got a powerful word from the Lord to release that came this morning. In fact, the first little part of it came July 2nd, but we're going to talk about that at the end. And the word came this morning. So if you could share this broadcast, we would very much appreciate it. Like and subscribe. It always is a blessing to us and it helps us. This word came in at 7:38 a.m. this morning. And so we're going to go over it. It's just about 6 pages long. So it is a word for sure. And there is a lot to this word. There is a lot in it. And it is very, very weighty. So I praise the Lord for that. So we're going to jump right into it right now. And we're going to read the word of the Lord. So all capital praise, honor, and glory be to the Lord of hosts, creator, maker of the heavens and the earth, whose presence is infinite. It is holy. Let all creation sing to its creator, whose eyes wander to and fro across the earth, who rules from a throne of righteousness, in his hands is a scepter of justice. The governments of the earth are weighed before his throne, and the matters of men and nations decided. How great is our God, Lion of Judah, King of kings and Lord of lords, and to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, posture your hearts, my capital people. Posture your hearts before me, says the Lord, as I, the Lord, am mightily moving within the earth. Posture yourselves with a cloak of reverence and humility, says the Lord. For my might and power is about to bring the fear capital of the Lord into your nation and the nations of the earth, says the Lord. My servant Daniel fasted and prayed and postured himself to receive the message from Gabriel, says the Lord, as the prince of Persia and the prince of Greece both arose to oppose in that time, says the Lord. Persia has been warned, says the Lord, to stop the shedding of innocent blood, yet they have postured in defiance before me, says the Lord, and dug in their heels and stiffened their necks, says the Lord, and for such the neck of Iran shall now be broken, says the Lord, and their oil, their commodities from within the earth shall now be pinched shut, says the Lord. For the leader has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. For this is the time of the Esther 2 moment within nations, says the Lord, including Iran, says the Lord, including America, says the Lord. Guards conspiring against their leaders, says the Lord, for evidence shall rise to the surface of such, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the kingdom of Greece shall bring an outcry, says the Lord, for a dangerous partnership is lurking, says the Lord. They have been enticed, they have been tempted, says the Lord, by the Mid and Far East, says the Lord, for a great delusion is attempting to come upon the leadership, says the Lord. And if they so entertain such dainties, which are deceit, says the Lord, you shall see a very sudden rupture of the highest seats in Greece, says the Lord, as there is a thread, says the Lord, a thread as charged dynamite, says the Lord, that runs through Europe. And one event, says the Lord, involving the euro, involving BRICS, says the Lord, involving a historic move, shall indeed be a detonator in Europe, where, says the Lord, there shall be uprising and riot and resistance to reach historic levels in order to overthrow the covering that is attempting to wrap Europe in a tunic from the east, says the Lord. For, says the Lord, the princes of Persia and the Far East have attempted to engage in the spirit for key hubs in Europe, says the Lord, attempting to make Europe bow to law and ways that are detestable before me, says the Lord. For the madness of the mind of the Middle East has invaded Europe as rodents so invaded and multiplied through the ages, says the Lord. An infestation, says the Lord, where the nests are deep, says the Lord. Europe allowed such, says the Lord. They allowed this, and now they find themselves in a moment of terror, says the Lord. England shall find themselves in a moment of terror, says the Lord. For you reject my word, my ways, for ways that delusional men created that have led you towards an abyss of destruction, says the Lord. You are being ruled by men who serve the devil while claiming to serve me, says the Lord. A national crisis in England is about to erupt, not seen in decades, as from within. There are calls for war within their network, says the Lord. There are calls. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, around the middle of July, says the Lord, in your nation, meaning America, they are out to attempt to shed blood that they did not accomplish last year, says the Lord. The independence you so celebrate will be attempted to be snatched, says the Lord. Oh, they seek an occasion. They seek a symbolic time to activate areas of your nation that have lied in wait, says the Lord. One of the largest cells of darkness shall be found in the Midwest, says the Lord. And I, the Lord, am shining a spotlight on such, for they plan to activate amongst the time of a ceasefire when they watch weapons begin to be lowered, or watch weapons being lowered, they shall attempt to activate, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, before disaster, I, the Lord, shall expose such in your nation, in Canada, for the leader of Canada is about to be shaken hard, says the Lord. A jolt, says the Lord, for what has been allowed. Deals made with devils and groups who do not serve me, capital, though they insolently proclaim to, will bring an outcry in Canada, and the leader shall be shaken and the people uprise, because leadership turned a blind eye, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the leader of Turkey shall arise with bravado in this hour, only to have his soapbox kicked out from under him, says the Lord. The leader of France shall find himself in such a national mess that he will not be able to walk such a road of denial anymore, says the Lord. For the darkness you so have welcomed in will be the very darkness that attempts to now take your life, O leader of France, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the time of the lion, says the Lord, a roar, capital. Now, I'm going to stop here because I heard it in my spirit. Roar as well stands for rule over all rebellion. So when the Lord says he's going to roar, it stands for rule over all rebellion. He has said this to me once before, but I'm going to read this sentence again. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the time of the lion, says the Lord, a roar, capital, against the Vatican, says the Lord. For the leadership will have to face the sins and crimes littered from past leaders that has built up to a crescendo, says the Lord, of scandal to come forth from the Vatican and its hubs. That leadership will have to now bear the burden of such a cover-up of former leaders, says the Lord, and will meet his valley of decision, says the Lord, this year. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Denver, New York, Chicago. Now, this is something the Lord had said a few days ago, and he's putting it in here again. DNC. Just keep that in mind, all right? Denver, New York, Chicago. DNC. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Denver, New York, Chicago, says the Lord. The enemy seeks the occasion to make these a breeding ground of deception, delusion, laundering, sacrifice, a place of idolatry, and hub where leadership is arising, attempting to make everyone all in the city worship the image of such a beast. However, says the Lord, there shall be such a turn, for the crime shall come to the surface that stretch globally, a web that such leadership attempting to arise and operate in, for they posture themselves for a victory and then will attempt to immediately lock down, says the Lord. However, I, the Lord, will cause a shift in the wind of such races, and leadership will be blown in another direction, says the Lord, for you seek to evict the Lord God Almighty for your gods, for you have played the thieves for your gods. And in this time, in this season, these areas shall see the largest excavation and gutting of what is lurked in the underbelly, says the Lord. For agreements between gangs and leadership shall come forth. The exchange that was made for bloodshed, says the Lord. For the time of corruption has been brought before my throne for an account in these areas, says the Lord. It shall go from the mayors to the governors, says the Lord, for the cloak of deeds shall be ripped off and laid bare, says the Lord. The Sears Tower, says the Lord, the Sears Tower. Now that's in Chicago. It's still known as the Sears Tower, even though it's the Willis Tower. So he's talking about one of the largest buildings in Chicago. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, New York, New York, you call to pray, but not of me, capital, says the Lord, for mosques have padded the pockets of Albany, says the Lord. Since Albany and the leadership has rejected me, I shall now reject you, says the Lord. That seat has been torn away from you, says the Lord. New York shall face their valley of decision, says the Lord. For I shall sever the main artery that has been allowing such to retain power, says the Lord. The crash shall be loud, the fall shall be great. I, the Lord, am about to pull from the depths the greatest scandal to be uncovered out of New York that runs from New York City to Albany and has been covered up since the time of such plagues hitting the nations. I, the Lord, am calling for it to expose itself from the depths. I am cornering you, says the Lord, and the time of wages and accountability has come, says the Lord. Metro North, says the Lord. Metro North, embezzlement, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, from the depths of the Congo, I, the Lord, am raising up a leader that shall ascend to the highest seats within the government, a leader who fears me, who is protected and anointed by me, a leader who cannot be bought off, who cannot be threatened by extremists, for this leader operates in the true power and authority that comes from on high, a leader humble in stature, however strong in spirit, and in thought, says the Lord. This shall occur in Uganda, says the Lord, and Kenya, says the Lord. There is a wave of change that is about to come down on the continent of Africa. The highest seats and the judges shall be overturned, says the Lord, and what has been stolen from the people laid bare as the biggest heists out of Africa are exposed. There shall be strange and unusual occurrences with lions and their behavior in Africa. Out of character. However, it is my doing, says the Lord. It is my doing. For the lion is being redirected from the innocent to the guilty, says the Lord. To the blasphemer, says the Lord. A lion is about to arise in Russia, says the Lord, to wrestle the bear and overtake such, says the Lord. Watch the timing of such. It will be historic, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, the leader of Ukraine has but a little time left before he steps into a trap and is no more. For he sought deals with darkness and mammon became his god. The ceremonies he has so done to curse have become a curse upon him and his family. He has but a short time to repent, very short, before he is lured into a trap, says the Lord. And it shall not be by Putin's doing, says the Lord, but by his own. Esther 2, says the Lord. Esther 2. Thus says the Lord, this is a time, says the Lord, where Lot, L-O-T, is being separated from Abraham amongst my people. This is a time, says the Lord, where what I have to give and pour out onto my people, there are people and events that have circled my people for years, says the Lord, that I am severing in this time. Not for your harm, but for your good, says the Lord. For where I, the Lord, must take my people to be properly positioned for key battles within this nation, the lots have been a weight, a drain. They have illegally profited and received off of the blessings never meant for them, for they refuse to submit. They seek the blessings and desire the physical and tangible, the increase without the submission and a true heart and mind change that comes forth with true repentance, says the Lord. To give unto Abraham what I, the Lord, desired, Lot would have sabotaged and stolen, for swirling within his heart was a desire to overtake Abraham and take control of what I, the Lord, had given unto him for being a faithful steward. Those who have continued to and desired to advance and take and manipulate the blessings away from the faithful stewards are being removed in this time from your lives, for this is a new chapter unfolding, says the Lord. The strife and quarreling amongst the herdsmen must leave your lives, says the Lord, for I am calling your lives into submission, order and focus in order to be victorious in the territories I, the Lord, am sending you to. For Abraham to lead and go deeper with such, Lot had to be purged, for in him was already Moab. It had already been planted in his soul, says the Lord. Moab and Israel have no business with each other, says the Lord. This is a time of great pruning, says the Lord, in your lives for the double growth that is coming forth in this season. And what does not bear fruit must be cut away, says the Lord, so that the mature fruit, the weighty fruit, the fruit of substance can come forth, says the Lord. There shall be a great pruning within the administration, says the Lord, for high up there is still a mole, says the Lord. There are those who in their hearts are turning to Moab, says the Lord. There are lots is capitalized, in this administration, says the Lord. And for the president to make the decisions I shall decisively direct him to make, the lots shall be publicly and scandalously pruned from the administration. For there are crises the nation shall face the next half of the year that shall be averted if, says the Lord, these prunings take place. And the president fine-tunes his ear to hear what the Holy Spirit shall counsel him in brilliance to avoid and circumvent disasters, plural, that were set as landmines in November that now will attempt to be detonated, says the Lord. However, an unlikely maneuver and ally shall cause such to backfire and run DNC capital. Oh, you will, says the Lord, for you and drug lord shall be found feasting together in such a sting, says the Lord. Know this day, you serve a mighty God. I am ever present. I am holy. Be thou holy, for I am holy. Greater is he that is in you, my children, than he that is in the world. Posture yourselves in submission to receive the growth I, the Lord, am speaking forth in your lives. Mature emotionally that you may handle with wisdom these new chapters. Open doors and audiences that I am placing you before, that the influential may be witness to and won over for Christ in a time where I, the Lord, shall be exalted high and far above their cries to other gods. As they foolishly believe they cry to me, I, the Lord, shall be the plumb line and the dividing line in this time. And I, the Lord, shall split the middle of your nation as a sign that the sword of the Lord has gone out with a roar, capital, in this time. This says the Lord of hosts, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, my son, who sits at my right hand. Praise the Lord. That's where it ends. Thank God I had the fan on. That's all I got to say. Thank God I had the fan on for this. Okay, now, July 2nd, we're going to backtrack now. The Lord said something to me. I perceive it to be the Lord because when I heard it, I was, the fear of the Lord comes on you for a moment. And I wrote it down. July 2nd, 2025, in the morning, this is what I heard. One of Bill Gates' children will be raised up by God to become one of his greatest opposers to everything he stood for, and will be a tool in the hands of Almighty God and will serve him. So this is the judgment that God is going to bring forth against the generational line of Bill Gates, is that one of Bill Gates' own children is going to be raised up by God, Almighty God, to become one of Bill Gates' greatest opposers to everything he stood for, and will be a tool in the hands of Almighty God and will serve him. That is what I heard on the 2nd before this word came. And I believe you're going to see this with other family lines as well. I believe you're going to see, because this is just coming to me now as I'm reading this and I'm sensing this in my spirit. Out of the family lines that so long ago attempted to take over this nation, derail this nation, raise up a tainted education system, you know, didn't want a nation of thinkers, wanted a nation of workers. Family lines noticeable, like the Rockefellers. God is raising up individuals out of those family lines to be used for his glory, to be some of the greatest opposers to everything and every track and every brick that those families have laid, a babbles they have built to the sky in opposition to Almighty God, in opposition to liberty and freedom in this nation, in opposition to the Judeo-Christian values this nation was founded on. Out of the most recognizable family names, God is raising up warriors and issuing judgments against these family names by choosing for himself those whose heart he has searched within those family lines. Children whose heart he has searched. And he's going to take them and fashion them as a weapon and raise them up to be some of the greatest opposers, some of the most powerful speakers against the wickedness that their own families have fashioned. This is what the Lord is doing, because the solid rock is Jesus Christ. It's not Rockefeller. And upon that rock of Jesus Christ are going to be those from that family line that God is going to raise up, he's going to place, and he's going to have them speak forth with the fear of God, the judgments from God's throne coming down against the very things their family line has raised up. God did this with Abraham in a way. He separated Abraham out of a family line that was idolatrous and that was pagan and that was wicked. And God searched Abraham as a child and he found him faithful and he took him and he raised him up and broke him off of that family line. And he raised up the nation of Israel out of him. But he was used as a proponent for the work of Almighty God in covenant with God, opposing everything that came forth out of his family line. The idolatry, the wickedness, the pagan practices. Abraham is a product of this very thing. So when the Lord is saying, this is a time of the lots being separated from Abraham. This is also a time where the Abrahams within the Gates family, within the Rockefeller family, within other recognizable family names are being called, are being taken, are being shown the fear of the Lord, and are being raised up for exploits for the kingdom of God that are going to bring down the high altars in their family that their families have erected for generations in order to power the eugenics and the wickedness and the deceptions and the darkness and the witchcraft and the greed that has so been sacrificed upon those altars, to power those altars in order to put forth what we see in the earth, the plagues, the monopolies on farmlands, the buying up of properties, the trying to attempt to control the food supply, right? Creating viruses so you can create inoculations. All of those things, those altars that power them, God will now raise up people out of those very families as fashion weapons for him to bring them down in this time. You are going to see this happen. We have entered a very, very unique time in the earth. We have entered a time in the earth where men you never thought would turn to God are going to publicly turn to God. Leaders who we thought some of them were irredeemable, some of them will be redeemed. Others will fall. And when the Lord is saying Esther 2, when he's talking about Esther 2 for Iran, America, Ukraine, and other nations, I'm going to read Esther 2, what it says, because this is important for the kind of time we have entered. So let me just get up Esther here. We're going to do this real time. I've got the physical word of God here with me. Nehemiah, Esther, Job. That's how it goes. Okay. There's Job. Here's Esther. Now, in Esther 2, let's see here. Successor. Okay. Benjamite. This woman, let's see here. Here it is, Esther 2, starting at verse 21. And it goes to verse 23. And then it directly goes into Esther 3, which is Haman's plot against the Jews. So it says, Esther 2, 21. In those days, while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the door. So these are like security for the king, and they actually guarded the king's door. Two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the door became angry and conspired to attack King Ahasuerus. But the plot became known to Mordecai, who informed Queen Esther, and Esther told the king in Mordecai's name. Now, when the plot was investigated and found to be true, both men were hanged on the gallows, and it was recorded in the book of the Chronicles in the king's presence. So Esther 2 has to do with the king's guards conspiring to take down the king. So when the Lord is saying this is a time of Esther 2, you are going to see this repeat in similar circumstances in different nations in this time. Why? Because Haman gets raised up in Esther 3, which means had the king, now listen, had the king in Esther 2 been attacked and taken out by the guards, it would have left a giant vacuum of a hole for Haman to now be king and to annihilate by genocide the Jewish people. So this is why with Esther 2, it was so important for the plot to be found out and the king's life to be spared. Because if the king's life wasn't spared, it would have created a vacuum. Haman would have been king. The Jews would have been completely annihilated as a people. This is about sparing nations and certain tribes of people right now from annihilation, including in South Africa. You're going to see this in South Africa as well, but it's about sparing God's people within those nations from annihilation by taking out a leader that may not be the best, but is there for a purpose from God. And if that leader gets taken out, it would create a vacuum for Haman to arise. This is the time where the Lord is going to try in all of his might and power, which is a lot of power and a lot of might, and you're going to see him demonstrate it, but you're going to see him go forth to stop the vacuum to raise up a Haman in Persia. You see, King Ahasuerus might have been corrupt, but he wasn't as corrupt as Haman. This is the dilemma in Iran right now, which was Persia. The dilemma is, if guards conspire to take out the Ayatollah Khomeini without the Lord's intervention, it could create a vacuum for now Haman to arise. And Haman was far more wicked than King Ahasuerus. So this is what the Lord is talking about when he's talking about Esther 2. Now, he didn't say all of these Esther 2 moments weren't going to succeed. He said that they're now coming in this time. So we have to just be mindful of that, intercede and pray. Pray for the for President Trump as well and the administration here, because I'm going to warn you, around the time in the middle of July, when the Lord put this in the word, July 13th, that's a target date. July 13th is a target date because that will be the 1 year anniversary since they attempted to assassinate President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. July 13th comes 9 days after Independence Day. July 13th this year is a target date to make an attempt to finish business that wasn't finished in 2024, that Almighty God is going to intervene in a mighty, mighty way and expose the plot. You know why? Because there are Mordecais. There are Mordecais planted in the White House right now. There are Mordecais planted in these other nations right now. There are Mordecais to overhear these plots. There are Mordecais to overhear these plots and to report them. And it says, when they were investigated, they were found to be valid. That is the type of time we are in with these leaders in these nations. But July 13th is a target date for this, because that is the 1 year anniversary where they blew it. And they blew it because Almighty God intervened, protected President Trump, put him to the floor, covered him, and made sure he survived. So that is a great subject of growing resentment and bitterness with the corrupt, that they blew that, but they blew it because Almighty God overrode them, ruled from his throne that Donald Trump was to live, that Donald Trump was to get elected and go in the highest seat of our land. That's why they blew it, because they are not God. It doesn't matter what Babel they build, God is always greater. And so this is why we have to intercede and pray, because July 13th is a target date. The enemy attempts to align dates for a reason in order to try to get a similar result. This is why you see the enemy work in cycles. If he can keep things within time, within a cycle, he can attempt to get a similar result over and over and over again. That's why in family lines, going back generations, you see that a great-great-great-grandfather was an alcoholic. And then the great-grandfather was an alcoholic, and then the father was an alcoholic, and now it's attempting to cycle to the children, to the third and fourth generation, because if the enemy can maintain that cycle within time, he can get a similar result and keep that specific line in bondage. It works similar with nations. It does. And this is why we have to pray, because the enemy is attempting to cycle here. This he's attempting to cycle what happened last year around the 13th of July in Butler, Pennsylvania, right? Because that is who was going to serve and do the bidding of their master. Those that are leading in Pennsylvania right now, they're the ones who decided to be the butler and do the bidding for a very severe master. Now, interestingly enough, Fetterman is out of Pennsylvania too. I'm telling you, Fetterman is one of the people that is an Abner. He's one of the individuals in the Democratic Party that's an Abner. Abner strengthened himself in the house of Saul, and then Abner was betrayed by Ishbosheth, Saul's son, and Abner immediately pivoted and began to work in favor of David and strengthening the kingdom of David, and speaking to the people to strengthen David's position within the kingdom militarily and otherwise. So it's very, it's fascinating what is happening out of Pennsylvania. And I would watch the state of Pennsylvania and that area around the middle of July going to August. I would watch the leadership of Pennsylvania and what implodes and what outcry comes out of Pennsylvania for the job that went unfinished because Almighty God dismantled it. I would watch for that in this time. So keep that in mind as we go forth, because Pennsylvania is where Philadelphia is where the Liberty Bell is, right? Also home of the Eagles. So I would watch that state within the cycle the enemy is attempting to create around that time, because it is just the second half of the year going into the high holy days. There's going to be a great push, and we as the church have to have the ability to do that. We have to be able to push through this second half of the year, run this leg of the race with excellence, intercede, armor up, be salt, be light, be the voices crying in the wilderness, be the watchman on the wall. Church, get the heck on the wall and see what's coming. Too many of you's got your back to what's coming because you're so distracted by what's back here. And that's exactly what the enemy wants in this time. He wants you to completely turn around and be totally distracted by what's going on in back of you, so you can't get on that wall, look ahead and see what is coming in order to sound the alarm, to intercede and pray, so these wicked plots of explosions and terror and deceptions are exposed. He wants you looking the other way. Church, get on the wall. Be the watchman for the nation. The church is too busy with every other little busybody right now. You got to be a Mary right now, not a Martha. Martha was running around distracted by everything. Mary was at the feet of Jesus. We need to be on the wall. at the feet of Jesus, watching for what he wants us to see, hearing for what he wants us to hear right now, not getting distracted. Let him remove from your life what he needs to remove. Let him break off what he needs to break. Let him rearrange what he needs to rearrange in order to posture you correctly to be victorious in this new chapter, because the page has turned. It has. We are facing another arm of the same enemy. We are facing another head of the same enemy. And what we've done in the past, we have got to modify our warfare plans and our blueprints right now in order to properly engage this. Because there is a spirit that is attempting to cause such quarreling within the White House, such quarreling publicly, such division. It has tempted people to grieve the Holy Spirit. Some with the largest platforms have grieved the Holy Spirit in this time by what they have spoken, the curses and the witchcraft and the spells that they don't even recognize as spells and witchcraft, but that's exactly what they did. And they have spoken it out of their mouths into the airwaves. And now they have become a tool for the enemy and his interests. They have become a bullhorn and a megaphone for it. And they are so spiritually blind that they don't even see it. You know why? Because they walked away from the spiritual for religion. They walked away from the supernatural for religion. They walked away from the voice of God for religion. They walked away from the Holy Spirit for organized religion. They walked away because God desired for them to not turn the way of the prodigal. But because of who was whispering in their ear, who was around them, they are literally turning the way of Cain to destroy Abel. It's exactly what they're doing. And we're watching this actively happen. And this is a time when God says, I'm going to roar. When he says, I'm going to roar, rule over all rebellion. It's those platforms too. It's those platforms that the Lion of Judah is going to let out a roar. And that roar is going to snap the very foundations that those platforms are propped up on right now. And you're going to see it literally in the middle cave. This is the time we're in. This is why the Lord is saying the fear of the Lord is going to descend on the nation. It is going to descend on the United States of America. And the church better be ready to, in order to speak the truth of God, when people tremble because of the fear of the Lord, in order to lead them it through the valley right now that we are enduring and going through. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you, O Lord, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. This is a time where God is preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemies. This is a time as you're walking through this valley, God is preparing a table before you of those who wanted to sabotage you, despitefully use you, manipulate you, take advantage of you, come after you, harm you, come after your name without having all the facts. God is preparing that table, and he's going to make all of them sit there and watch while he brings you out victorious. He blesses you, he prospers you, and he moves you into the greater works, into the greater blessings, into the greater purpose in this time, in this season. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you too, Big Ben is going to have a malfunction in England at such a prophetic time. It is going to jolt the entire nation. Watch, it's coming. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, okay. Praise the Lord. I was able to say that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Okay. I wanted to tell all of you that we are going to be putting this word up on the blog, first of all. So it is going to go up on the blog. Pray about it. Test the spirit. Just pray into it. And we're going to just watch and pray right now. Praise the Lord. Also, huge announcement. We announced it about a week and a half ago. We're announcing it again. By the favor of Almighty God, we as Ark of Grace Ministries and Amanda Grace has been invited on Pray.com, which is the largest Christian app in the world. We are now on Pray.com. You can download the app. If you search Amanda Grace, that's what you have to search, Amanda Grace. It will come up and you can basically go into our area within the platform. We are also airing Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 11 a.m. every week. So when you open the app at that time, we're on. We're on in general on the app at that time. Tuesdays at 9 a.m., Thursdays at 11 a.m. I give God all the glory. I want to thank Matthew Potter as well for inviting us on this platform. It is a blessing. It is the favor of God, and we're very grateful for it. So if you can, download the Pray.com app, and you can search Amanda Grace, as well as listen Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 11 a.m. Every single week. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's put up some animal pics real quick as we're winding down here. There's Duchess and Noah out together enjoying the beautiful sunny day that we had today. And there he is eating his favorite snack. Noah absolutely loves a pepper. So we give him these sweet mini peppers. And so there he is in his dwelling having his snack. And there is Gideon Snow and Blossom having their beautiful haircuts for summer. Our team gave them such adorable haircuts. And they are enjoying their much larger dwelling over at the other property. And there's Chester and Bixby, two peas in a pod. Chester has two best friends in the house. Bixby and Boots are his best friend, which is funny because it makes BBC, which is the British, I think, news station, which is kind of funny. There's Chester, our sweet boy, very vocal. And there's Missy being an absolute goof. She wants to show you that she knows how to smile. She throws herself on the floor. We take plenty of pictures of her doing this. And she wants to smile for all of you. Okay, that's the animal pics. Also, our gala is coming up in September. I will be speaking and Donna Clement will be our second guest speaker for the Ark of Grace Gala. You will be meeting some of the animals in a meet and greet from Ark of Grace Sanctuary. Our team will be there. You'll get to meet our team as well. So you can contact us, you can call, you can email the hello email if you would like to be a part of that. We're looking so forward to seeing you there. It's September 6th, 2025. Also, in the coming month, we have a couple of huge announcements. So I'm going to hold, but we have some huge announcements coming in the next couple of months. So we will be announcing those probably over the next few weeks or so. I will make sure to share it with all of you. But there are some very exciting things happening. Praise the Lord. And we're very grateful to the Lord for leading us through this time. And lastly, we're going to put up Rafa real quick. Rafa is something me and Dr. Sherwood kind of invented together. And Rafa means healer in Hebrew. And this is Rafa for women. It is formulated to help women with everything they go through in their systems. It is all natural. It is listed on the screen, everything that this supplement does help with. God put amazing plants in the earth. He put amazing vegetation in the earth that was meant to help heal our bodies and keep it healthy. So you could go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can search for Rafa and you can go on the site. Okay, praise the Lord. We're almost at an hour. So thank you everyone for joining us this evening. We will be putting out shorts prayerfully over the weekend. I hope everyone has a wonderful Independence Day, 4th of July. Praise the Lord that he was with us way back then in order to gain our independence in this nation. And we just honor the men and women that gave their lives in order to see that happen. So, we're Very, very grateful for that. We honor our men and women in the military. God bless you and your families. They serve with you. We're very grateful for you. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will see you most likely live on Monday as well. So armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Ephesians chapters 1 and 3. I speak those scriptures every single day from those chapters that are in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. Also, the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6 and Hebrews 11. Really powerful, powerful passages in the Word of God. So we always like to encourage you in the Word as we close. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everyone. We got some thunderstorms here right now. I was hearing it as I was reading the Word. There was thunder happening in the background. So have a wonderful evening, everyone. God bless. We love you. And we will be back on live on Monday.